This is WLVR. Pennsylvania home care advocates say there is a severe shortage of at-home nurses for kids. 10,000 children in the Commonwealth rely on home pediatric care throughout the year, according to the Department of Human Services. And as WLVR's Chloe Nouvel reports, that means parents of children with complex medical needs, like tracheotomy tubes, are left to fend for themselves.
Felix Horarius and Natasha Padilla are the proud parents of a four-year-old boy named Mateo.
Hi, buddy.
Mateo has movie star-level hair, thick, brown, and effortlessly windswept. At home in Lancaster, cartoon Paw Patrol sheets cover his bed, a hospital bed.
You see a lot of movies where people go into like this coma or whatever, they come back and it's perfectly fine, but in reality, it's never like that at all.
It's Friday, and Felix and Natasha will have to endure a care marathon until Wednesday. With zero nursing support, they'll take turns performing more than 90 medical tasks each day. Here's Natasha changing Mateo's trach.
We turn his head because that's how they teach us to recline the head back and extend the neck. But I don't like that. Even for me, it hurts.
Felix says it's exhausting.
The other person wakes you up when they get tired. But then if you only slept for a couple hours, sometimes you're sitting here and you start dozing off. And then you try to remember that you can't go wake the other person up yet because they've only been sleeping for a couple hours.
Mateo was born a healthy baby, but his parents say at 10 months, something went wrong. Doctors told them he got a respiratory virus that ended up in his bloodstream. Mateo went into cardiac arrest the day after Natasha's first Mother's Day.
He was just not moving. His head was, what is that word I'm trying to figure out? Limp.
Mateo's parents don't know how long he went without oxygen to his brain, and now, years later, he still has tubes in his throat and stomach. He can't be left alone ever.
And this, like I said, this gets done every 4 hours around the clock.
Mateo relies on Medicaid for care. Felix says it should provide him a nurse every night and 5 days of the week, but that's not happening. The night shifts are hard to fill, and they can't count on day coverage either. One of their nurses often called out at the last minute. Felix says he's been through about 8 jobs since Mateo got sick.
Nobody's paying us the days that we need to call off because we don't have nursing.
And home care advocates say the shortage of in-home care means parents all over Pennsylvania are grappling with these dire conditions.
It's gut-wrenching to have a 2-inch binder full of referrals of families that need care.
That's Brett Burghart, Allentown branch director of the National Home Care Agency, BEATA. He says parents spend months searching for help, and it all comes down to available staff.
It is a challenge for us as a provider to work in a market here in the Lehigh Valley with so many different health systems that have the ability to pay stronger wages.
Burghart says Medicaid funding, the reimbursement rates organizations like his get for the care they provide, drives pay rates, and it values home care nursing less than hospital nursing. Pennsylvania Senator Bob Casey says it's a problem for nurses who want to care for medically fragile kids in their homes.
The pay that they receive is not what they would receive with comparable education or training in a hospital setting. So we got to do something about it. We can't just throw up our hands and say that's unfortunate.
Casey says that something is boosting reimbursement rates.
To increase, not to cut, but to increase substantially the money that's available to states for Medicaid, home, and community-based services.
Casey introduced a Senate bill aimed at investing in the care economy, funneling money into that sector. But then it will be up to states to decide how to use the funds if they get them. And here's the thing. Pennsylvania's Department of Human Services is aware of the gaps when it comes to in-home care for kids. Terry Henning runs the Pennsylvania Home Care Association. She says the state started working on a report in 2019.
They recognized there was a significant issue and challenge in pediatric shift nursing and convened a group of stakeholders to come together to talk about the primary pain points.
One of their recommendations to the state's Department of Human Services was increasing pay for night shift nursing work. The department says it's currently working to implement a $5 per hour increase for pediatric shift nursing, a raise approved by Pennsylvania's General Assembly. The department also says it's working on plans to use federal pandemic relief aid to support this kind of nursing work.
Incoming out.
Back in Lancaster, Felix is giving Mateo his nebulizer treatment. He and Natasha are still shouldering most of the care for their son, and they could really use a break.
You know, you got financially, mental, physical, quality of work for him. You know, it feels like people just don't really see how deep this shortage in nursing affects families.
So for now, it's a waiting game as changes are implemented. Even if Washington directs more money to the care economy, it will, again, be up to Harrisburg to decide when, where, and how to spend it. And in the meantime, families are left to fill in the home healthcare gaps on their own. Chloe Nouvelle, WLVR News.